The Czech GDP grew by 2.2% in the second quarter of this year, falling about 0.2 percentage points short of a preliminary estimate for that period. GDP growth is down from 2.8% in the first quarter and 2.7% in the fourth quarter of last year. According to figures released by the Czech Statistical Office earlier this week, export remains a key factor in the country's GDP. Analyst Markéta Šichtářová of Next Finance said that the Czech economy is slowing down much quicker than expected and that no economic growth at all in the future was a possibility. According to analyst Václav Franče of the Raiffeisen Bank, an overall GDP growth of 1.9% for 2011 is likely.
Prime Minister Petr Nečas said on Friday that the lower VAT rate could be raised to 19% as early as next year. This measure, which he says is one way to increase the budget revenue if GDP growth falls short of the estimates, would not be applied to medicine and books. The Prime Minister added that another way to increase revenue would be to reduce the volume of free emissions allowances to between 65 and 75%. Taxes from gambling could also be a way to raise revenue. However, Mr. Nečas said that this would have to be done carefully. Imposing a tax of 20% on betting operators could drive them out of the country, he said.
RegioJet, the new railway operator of the travel services company Student Agency, launched its ticket sales on Wednesday. Traffic on the new RegioJet route between Prague and the Moravian Silesian city of Havířov will be opened on September 26th with a total of 3 connections in each direction per day. The route connects 2 major Czech cities, Prague and Ostrava, and a price war for this connection between Czech Railways and its first competitor on this route has been predicted. In the future, Student Agency plans to expand the number of its daily connections from Prague to Havířov to 18. While Student Agency offers a one-way online ticket for 230 Czech crowns, Czech Railways charges a fare of 438 crowns at ticket counters. Student Agency, which successfully operates a number of bus lines both domestically and internationally, is planning to mirror the ticket sales strategy of its buses for its new RegioJets and propagate online sales over paper tickets.
Czech automobile producer Škoda Auto has improved its sales in the first 8 months of 2011 by 18.3% year-on-year. The car manufacturer also reached a new record of vehicles sold in August. In 2011, Škoda sold 60,400 cars, as compared to 55,900 cars during the same month in 2010. A spokesman for the company said that Škoda is experiencing growth in all of its markets worldwide and that the car producer was on track to reach the objectives of its growth strategy. Domestically, the company's market share grew by 5.3% in August with 4,000 new vehicles sold. In China, Škoda achieved a growth of market shares by 20.2%, which amounts to some 18,800 cars sold in the month of August. The most popular model is Škoda's family car Octavia.
According to the latest global competitiveness report from the Swiss NGO World Economic Forum, the Czech Republic has slipped in the rankings by 2 notches to 38, down from 36 last year. The development was mirrored within most of the countries in the region, with Slovakia down 9 notches compared to last year and Poland dropping 2 places to 41. Hungary managed to improve its position by 4 places up to 48 from 44 last year. Despite its lower rankings, the Czech Republic still stands as the most competitive of the 4 Visegrad countries. Topping the list are Switzerland, Singapore, and Sweden.